Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 102, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen, and answer me quickly when I call to you. For my days disappear like smoke, and my bones burn like red-hot coals. My heart is sick, withered like grass, and I have lost my appetite. Because of my groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones. I am like an owl in the desert, like a little owl in a far-off wilderness. I lie awake, lonely as a solitary bird on the roof. My enemies taunt me day after day. They mock and curse me. I eat ashes for food. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger and wrath. For you have picked me up and thrown me out. My life passes as swiftly as the evening shadows. I am withering away like grass. But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem, and now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promise to help. For your people love every stone in her walls and cherish even the dust in her street. Then the nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before his glory. For the Lord will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his glory. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute. He will not reject their pleas. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord. Tell them the Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looked down to earth from heaven to hear the groans of the prisoners, to release those condemned to die. And so the Lord's fame will be celebrated in Zion, his praises in Jerusalem, when multitudes gather together and kingdoms come to worship the Lord. He broke my strength in midlife, cutting short my days. But I cried to him, quote, O my God, who lives forever, don't take my life while I am so young. Long ago you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hand. They will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will change them like a garment and discard them. But you are always the same. You will live forever. The children of your people will live in security. Their children's children will thrive in your presence, end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 102 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. This psalm was written by someone afflicted and weakened by trouble. Things are really bad. The author is drinking tears and eating ashes. From what we just read in verse 9, that term means somebody is grieving or mourning within biblical text. The author remembers Jerusalem, which has been destroyed, from what was recorded in verse 16. Though mourning, the psalmist remembers that God hears and listens, even when he seems far away. The author wants his own suffering to be written down so his great-grandchildren, and all generations, will know about his pain and how God saved him in the midst of this horrible suffering. What a difference it would make if we wrote down our prayers in the midst of our suffering, focusing on the faithfulness of God. These would be chapters to share with others, including our kids and grandkids, year after year. Our lives are full of stories. Often, we are either the hero or victim of our stories. This psalm is different. It is about personal suffering, yet it focuses on faith in the Lord. The psalmist wanted his pain written down, as well as his faith, so future generations knew what to do when their season of struggle came. When our hard times come, or when they are in the lives of those we love, we can validate both pain and trust in the Lord. we can truly listen to their stories while pointing through their pain to the presence and power of God. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are the stories of how God saved you from hard times, struggles, or suffering? How could you write them down and tell others? When could you do this? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.